Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And today we have a couple different topics we're going to be covering here. We'll talk law enforcement with Raleigh County Police Department. Captain Josh Kyle joins me in studio here this morning. And a little bit later on, we'll hear from some local folks here about the upcoming community conversation on race and reconciliation. I believe it's the final one that they're having here in our community. That'll be coming up around 9:45. Kevin Bryant and Suzanne Glymore are scheduled to join us. But we welcome in Captain Kyle here in studio. First time I think we've had you in studio in quite some time, Captain Kyle.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Thank you, Brandon, for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. We always look forward to these chats here because we learn a lot about what's going on here in our community. And before we get into our primary topic, I know we have some events coming up here, especially in about a couple weeks. National Night Out is coming back.
Yeah, National Night Out is something that we've participated in the last couple of years. Even with COVID going on last year and some restrictions, we managed to have a contactless National Night Out. It was a kind of a drive-through. National Night Out is about getting community and first responders together. Usually we take our vehicles, we put them on display, and so it's a great opportunity to, in our case, we have a food trailer, so we're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs that we're going to make on site. And so you get yourself a hamburger and or a hot dog, and you go around and take a look at the equipment that we have on display. And not only is it the police department, but it's the entire first responder community. We've received verifications that we're going to have just about every first responder department that you can think of is going to be there. So we're really excited about it. It's October the 5th. That's a Tuesday. It's going to be at City Park near the Pavilion. And we'll be serving food and doing displays from about 5 o'clock at night till about 7.
Okay. Even though it was a drive-through format last year, you talking about it just sparked my memory here. I remember going, it was at Seco Park last year, right?
That's right.
So we did the drive-through thing, and it was just really cool because you could go through the garage. Even though it wasn't quite the same as years past, it was a neat way that you guys adapted, I thought, last year.
Yeah, Officer Pate was in the PIO office, the Public Information Office at the time, and so she orchestrated that. It was a lot of work, but it was really smart. She had to get a special permit and everything, and it was very creative, and we're glad that we were able to pull that off with everything that was going on. This year, I think it's going to be quite a bit different. It's more like what we're used to, where it's going to be in person, and we'll be able to have people park, get out of their cars, come take a look at the displays, and get some food.
All right. And, of course, at City Park, that's a nice venue there and a good place where people can kind of spread out a little bit and see all the stuff. And you guys do this, obviously. You're not the only police department that takes part in National Night Out. This is a national thing, and it's a really good way for people to learn more about their police departments and other agencies.
Yeah, I think the whole idea is that the more contact that we have, the more positive contacts that we have, the more familiar people are with their local law enforcement agencies and other first responder groups, the better community that we are.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, that's good to know. Any other upcoming events that we should know about here besides that?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Our main season for getting out is winding down. Of course, we had Duck Dash that was associated with Third Thursday. That was downtown. That was a great event. We got to see a lot of families. We were there with our food trailer handing out frozen treats, and we had a wonderful interaction. We have a few things coming up. We have an event in Raleigh that's going to be in October, and there's also an event in Ogden coming up, and I don't have the dates off the top of my head, but it wouldn't be that hard to find out where those are at. We plan on being there, and we plan on bringing our food trailer, and it's kind of a tour of the county that we've done this year, where we've been to Randolph so far, we've been to Leonardville, and now we have Raleigh and Ogden in front of us.
Well, I can probably tell you off the top of my head that Raleigh one's probably October 9th. I'm going to guess it's around the Fall Festival.
That's right.
Okay, so I know that that's when that is because they're having an open house for the high school or the elementary school there that just got renovated. So I think both schools got renovated. They're having an open house up there at USD 378, so that'll all be kind of tied together. And also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, celebrating their 151st anniversary of Raleigh.
Well, they're calling it their 150th because last year didn't count.
Right, so 150 plus one or something like that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Well, that's awesome and neat to hear. We got some great events coming up. And I've been talking to people. It's been busy since Labor Day, really. There's been a lot going on. And, you know, it's hard to get to everything with all the events going on.
It's just nice to be out again. And mm-hmm. I think that's true of everything that you're seeing. People are just enjoying the fact that we can get out, get together, and do some of the things that we're used to doing that we haven't been able to do for the last about 18 months or so.
All right. Well, yeah. And I don't know if there's been any uptick or downtick in crime here because of that. Have you guys been busier tending to certain things?
I tell you, the big thing overall that's happened for us, when you look at the crime stats, they're up and down. It depends on what you're talking about and the time of the year. Things picked up right when school was getting going, and now it's slowed down a little bit. We've had some waves of vehicle burglaries, and we address those as they come and go. But the biggest thing I think that we really have been a challenge for us is a number of people went to other job opportunities. Right when things opened up, right when the jobs were starting to become available again, the restrictions started to be released, we saw a lot of personnel go out the door, and it happened very suddenly. And so we've been doing what we can to schedule ourselves in such a way that we can provide the services that people are used to seeing. It's been a huge challenge in the jail especially. We're down a number of positions there, and they've actually recently changed their shift scheduling in such a way that they can continue to provide the services that they need to provide in the jail. But that's been the biggest challenge, I think, overall. It's just a lot of people are just kind of getting a little bit tired, and it's just because of the amount of work that's still there, but the fewer people to be able to do it. And we're doing everything that we can to keep our people fresh and figuring out some ways to schedule them so they're not completely burned out.
Yeah, well, that's important, and, you know, working in the jail is not an easy job for anybody, and I imagine, you know, that's not always the easiest positions to fill.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that happens is it seems like we had a significant personnel shortages in dispatch not that long ago, and we made some changes, and we've seen some positive things happen there, and now the jail is struggling a little bit, and also patrol is struggling a little bit with personnel. And so it's one of those things that kind of moves itself around. I think what was different this year is it happened very suddenly, right when things opened up.
Hmm. Well, hopefully that will correct itself here soon. And if people are interested in jobs in the police department, I'm sure that's readily available online.
Oh, yeah. Go to our website. It'll guide you right through that. If websites aren't your thing, please give us a call and talk to Dawn Barfus. She's the one that handles a lot of our hiring process, and she's really awesome to work with.
Okay, good to know. I got some other topics we're going to hit on. Well, let's take a break first, and we'll get into that. We're talking RCPD today here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.